Chris is exercising in the best pool in the zone. He wants us to get it inside, and if we can get it to the other big guy, go high-low. I mean, that's the one thing we've been working on all week. And, I mean, if you can pass it out to Marcus, I mean, he's going to knock it out a big three-pointer for us. But, I mean, Kimley was open. He did a great job of sealing this man inside, and I just was able to get it to him.
Coach Williams says he needs you and Kennedy to be consistent with these type of performances. What's it going to take to do that?
Like you said, just be consistent. I mean, just have to go out there every day just with that same mentality that we did today. I mean, we're out there ready to kill somebody, so I mean, we're able to go out there and dominate and be able to both of us end up with 20-something points and almost both of us with a double-double. So, I mean, we just have to do that every night. I mean, this team will go as far as it wants.
How are you liking you and Kennedy's chemistry 2 games in?
I'm loving it. I mean, we did it last year. I mean, it's nothing new, so I mean, it's just – we love each other, so I mean, it's easy down there for us. We actually know what we're supposed to do.
You guys played better against the zone tonight. Did it help? Did you play Central Friday and you got to see it live and it was kind of better prepared for it tonight?
We just know that a lot of teams are going to play zone against us just because they want to force us to shoot the ball. I mean, they know we can score inside. It's just they want us to be able to show them that we can actually shoot the ball from the outside. So I mean, we just have to be ready for it at any given time because we know, like I said, that teams know that shooting was our weakness last year, and we haven't proven ourselves to that yet.
You guys were great on the offensive glass again tonight. Can you talk about not only the reason for that and also why you were able to finish so well around the basket?
Well, I didn't finish well at the beginning of the game. It was pretty awful. Kimmy and myself were just exploding up there and be able to get it. That's the one thing Coach has been telling us. He's just been emphasizing us to be able to explode up there and be able to get the ball and grab it and be able to just go right back up with it. I mean, if you have like 3 guys on you, don't go right back up. I mean, you're going to get it blocked by one of the 3 guys. But, I mean, we just did a good job of keeping it high after we get the rebound and just be able to put it back up there.
What was the deal at the start of the game? I mean, it looked like you were kind of short-arming the ball.
I don't know. I just went a little funk there. I mean, turned it around halfway through it. So, I mean, it was just one thing I have to get better at. Don't go in there with the mentality like, oh, I'm a tiptoe. And I should have dunked like 3 of them, but I didn't. So, I mean, I can't have it back now, but I know next time I would just jump up there and dunk on somebody if I have to.
I also heard the nickname Slim Reaper from Joel at one point. Is that a thing now? Can we hear a story about that?
Okay, well, I don't know if it's a story to it, but when I got to the bench, she was like, oh, so you think you're Kevin Durant, huh, with the coast to coast? I was like, well, I didn't want to turn it over, so, I mean, I just dribbled it down there and kind of laid it up. So, I mean, he just said, I mean, that's where the Slim Reaper comes from. I mean, that's where I heard it when I got to the bench. He was like, oh, so you think you're Kevin Durant?